He's Bruce Van Dyke.
He is Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show. And Craig's been talking about this during the newscast, about the Stocker Foundation investing $1.25 million over 5 years in Elyria's Franklin Elementary School to establish a state-of-the-art preschool. And other things to talk about that, we've got Ann Schloss, who's been waist-deep, knee-deep in all of this since for quite a number of how long, Ann, have you been kind of working towards getting this going underway at Elyria Schools?
Well, Bruce and Craig, we've been working together with the Stocker Foundation since early fall, trying. This is really new for them also because they've never done a multi-year commitment like this. So it's something that we've been working on for months, but we've had a wonderful relationship with them over the last 4 years.
And how did you determine this was something you wanted to do, needed to get done?
Sure. The Stocker Foundation has a new focus. The last few years, they've had a focus of kindergarten through fifth grade literacy. But they're really interested with the new third grade guarantee out on hitting, you know, it hard with the earliest learners. And something that I've always been passionate about was getting to the students even before they get to us in kindergarten, and we've developed some collaboratives with local community preschools. So that started generating the talk, and knowing that Franklin is right now our lowest achieving building but making strides, they are really ready for the change. The staff is ready for the change, and I think that it's just going to be an unbelievable next year for Franklin Elementary and its community.
The phrase state-of-the-art preschool is put in this release. Can you kind of define what does that mean, state-of-the-art for a preschool?
Sure. We, as we know, preschool is not compulsory at the public school level, but we are going to institute 2 4-year-old preschool units at Franklin. And when we talk about state-of-the-art, we're talking about the newest technology. We're right now looking at implementing some new LearnPad stations, and there'll be Wi-Fi within the room, the up-to-date smart boards. Teachers will be trained in all of the newest technology and newest best practices as far as academics go. So we are going to have a technology coach full-time at the building. The nice thing is this isn't only going to be at the preschool level. It's going to go through fifth grade. So you're going to see a lot of these state-of-the-art things carrying out through all the grade levels.
Because
we really truly believe where it begins at the earliest stages, we have to make sure that we follow through throughout their elementary years so that they're ready for that next level.
Well, if you're doing state-of-the-art at preschool, you're setting the bar pretty high. I joked with Craig's, the kids would go the next year and go, I remember back in preschool, we used
to. Well, exactly, but I assure you the entire school, we're actually, with some of the help from the Stocker Foundation over the last couple years, implementing a lot of the state-of-the-art technology throughout the district now. Because last year they gave us a grant of $165,000 where we have tablets in all of the elementary buildings.
With this being a 5-year investment, will upgrades be phased in? How will they be implemented?
Well, we're starting, we do like to say that we do a layering process, but the 2 4-year-old units will start right away in the fall. We're meeting actually tomorrow, our beginning stages of our planning meeting. I would say a good portion of the plan will be implemented right away, but as you know, every best plan has its tweaks that have to come along the way. But, the 4 focus points of increasing academic achievement, driving innovation through technology, incorporating the arts-inspired learning, and building a true community of practice in the whole Franklin community, that is our focus from the get-go. So we're going to, as far as the plan looks, be hitting it hard starting now.
We're talking today with Ann Schloss, Director of Academic Services with Elyria City Schools. This also requires parents to be a big participant in it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And in fact, with the 2 4-year-old preschool units, there will be a requirement of parent involvement. They do have over the last few years have been working with increasing parent involvement. Mrs. Lick, the principal, and Mrs. Barwatz, the assistant principal, as well as Mr. Hill, the home liaison, and have had great success in increasing parent involvement. But we truly know that our true partners in education not only are the community members, but the parents. That's where teaching the child begins.
Where does this differ in a way from what we know sometimes as Head Start, where you're kind of giving younger children sort of an educational base to get them ready for school?
Sure. It's very similar. Head Start has 3- and 4-year-old programs. So what we're doing is we're trying to take the 4-year-olds, which they are, it's 4-year-old, but you may even see some 5-year-olds in it. It's the year before they start kindergarten.
Right.
And we're trying to see that if we start to give them those pre-foundational skills that we teach in kindergarten, can we see a difference in how they come prepared for kindergarten? And, you know, we know what we expect of our students coming in at kindergarten. What can we do to get them there? That's one reason we have worked so hard the last few years to work with all the community preschool programs as partners.
So it's getting underway. What point will this sort of be actually in the classrooms? How soon will this kind of be activated, as it were?
Well, it is set to start at the beginning of next school year. This year, though, right now, what we're going to do, obviously, is get the students hopefully enrolled, get the teachers hired for next year in the 2 new units, and also begin the professional development of the teachers and getting the word out to the parents in the Franklin community. Another big piece of this is that community of practice. So we really want to start working with some of the community volunteers that we already have, the partners like Rotary, Kiwanis, but even beyond the Boys and Girls Club and things like that are in place so that they can be supportive next year.
Sounds really good. Ann Schloss, Director of Academic Services, Elyria City Schools. Thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations on receiving the money, and it looks like it's going to be put to some good use here in the community.
Thank you very much.